Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Anthony sent me a follow-up to the story out of Australia where I told you about the dentist, Dr. Kebab, who is suing because he wants Google to reveal the name of someone who gave him a bad review, and then he's going to pursue a claim against that person for defamation, I presume libel, for a bad review that they posted about him on Google. So here's the thing. Anthony said, Steve, there's an interesting story similar to this one with a very, very different result because it, you know, resolved itself. And you might want to talk about this because, you know, shows what can happen. Again, this is Australia. Adelaide lawyer Gordon Chang wins $750,000 defamation judgment over a bad Google review. Now, a whole bunch of stuff happened here that we need to unpack, as they say. Eugene Boivert wrote the story for abc.net.au, which, of course, is Australia. So the laws are different down there, but they're also similar because, of course, they use a common law system. But then again, when they send people to court, they wear wigs, which we don't do in America, most of us. An Adelaide lawyer has won a $750,000 defamation payout against a woman who gave his firm a bad review on Google. The woman was never a client of Barrister Gordon Chang, according to his evidence in the South Australian Supreme Court. And that's one of the things I've mentioned, is that when you're reading these anonymous reviews on Google, or unanonymous reviews, you don't know if these people ever actually used the service, bought the product, or know anything what they're talking about. So she posted a one-star rating of his business on Google in October of 2018 in English and Chinese, along with an extensive negative review. Now, the lawyer was born in Hong Kong, and most of his clients come from Adelaide's Chinese community or from China and Hong Kong. He told the court he lost 80% of his clients between the bad review and when a former client made him aware of it in February of 2019. He said the post caused him significant distress, anxiety, and financial hardship. And in March of 2019, he served a notice upon the woman who posted the review, and then he filed a complaint with Google. And you know, here's the thing. There ought to be a process where if someone posts a review and it's clear that they didn't use the product or they're doing it out of malice, there should be a process to get these things removed. But then again, what if you don't even know it's there? People aren't going to call you, hey, you got a bad review. So rather than deleting the review, the woman changed her name on the review to Belle, then to Cindy, and finally Peter. Now, it says here that's the name of her father, but of course, Cindy and Peter are also two of the Brady Bunch. So we don't know which of those she's following for president. And when someone contacted the father, he said he had no idea what any of this is about, even though the review was placed in his name. So Google did remove the review, but the woman then reposted similar reviews under two other names. In one of them, she claimed she really was the man's client. She wrote, "Your database is incomplete. I did consult with you. All your base are belong to us." That's what I would write if I was going to write a negative review of somebody I didn't know. She did not respond to the summons served on her, and she never appeared in court in person or by lawyer. And that, of course, is where this all went south for her, as they say. If someone is suing you and you choose not to defend it after being served properly, bad things may and probably will happen to you. ABC News tried to contact her, and they couldn't contact her either. And so the judgment was for $750,000, which Mr. Chang, who is the attorney, said it was a very fair judgment. He said, "I serve the community, I do lots of pro bono work, and as far as I'm concerned, I don't know why I deserve this. Legislation should be changed to stop such things happening in the future. Otherwise, no matter how hard you work, it can easily be destroyed by social media in a couple of months or a couple of days." Google data presented to the court showed the review was viewed about 800 times a month while it was up. Every other Google review of Mr. Chang's business gave it 5 stars. Mr. Chang's accountant estimated his total loss of income during that period to be $631,000. She estimated the damage to the value of his business at $296,000. And Mr. Chang claimed general and aggravated damages of $200,000. So when they added it all up and the dust settled, what did the number was? 750 Australian. Mr. Chang says that he has suffered significant distress as a result of these actions. The judge wrote in her decision, handed down, "He suffers anxiety every time he turns on his computer to check if there are any new posts from the defendant. The financial losses caused by the publication have caused him significant distress, anxiety, and financial hardship. And he was even diagnosed with depression and started taking medication. He's never met the woman who complained about him. He never acted for her. As a result, can there be no question that she was not acting in good faith when she posted the review? The only conclusion that can be drawn is that her intention was to destroy his livelihood, cause him distress, anxiety, and financial hardship. And I know what many of you are thinking right now. You're saying, Steve, what's the real story? Why did she do this? We don't know. The judge ordered her to pay Mr. Cheng $750,000 in compensation. She said his business had recovered faster than expected after the review was taken down, and it was unclear whether his depression was solely from the loss of business. But she did point out that the woman who posted the review never apologized or offered any compensation. Indeed, the defendant's only response to this matter was to change the name of the person posting the review and to post a further review. So a couple things I should point out to you. One of them is you can get a judgment for $750,000 against anybody. It doesn't mean you're going to collect it. And I have a sneaky feeling that it's going to be difficult to collect that. But you never know. You never know. After all, he might be motivated to chase her for a while. So we'll see what happens. Some people are going to say, Steve, what about bankruptcy? I don't know how bankruptcy works in Australia. But I can tell you that in America, some judgments cannot be discharged in bankruptcy, especially if they're the result of certain kinds of behaviors that appear to be intentional. And this might be that kind of behavior. I don't know. I'm not a bankruptcy attorney here in either, you know, in America either. But that's really the point. But I guess a lot of people, like I said, are going to ask, was there something going on here? Like maybe this is like a disgruntled ex-lover or something? Who knows? Who knows? I'm not saying that's the case. But that's what a lot of people are wondering. Why would a total stranger who's never met an attorney suddenly start posting negative reviews about that attorney? That one in particular. And it makes you wonder. It makes you wonder. But I can tell you that simply being on the internet and rubbing elbows with everyone else on the internet, you meet all kinds of people. And the comment sections of my videos, I meet all kinds of people. My email inbox, two of them, I meet all kinds of people. And 99.9999999999 repeating percent of you, do the math, are wonderful, wonderful people who I'd love to sit down and have tea with. But once in a while, someone comes along, and I've talked to other YouTube creators, I've talked to other people who've got YouTube presences or internet presences, and they all say the same thing. You have no idea, but somebody out of the woodwork comes. Is that a Stephen King novel? Might be. Somebody comes along and just, for whatever reason, fixates on you or your channel or your page. I mentioned before I ran a website years ago, bulletin board, for people who owned DFX metal detectors made by White's Electronics. The DFX website was called DFX Only. The website's no longer there, but if you type in that URL, it'll direct you to a Facebook page that I still run for metal detectorists using DFXs and V3s, which is the other White's metal detector. And I got weirdos there. Now, some of them I could figure out because they were actually people who supported a different brand of metal detector. It's another story altogether. But I'd get weirdos on there who would occasionally just come in and cause trouble. And if I blocked them, they would change their username and email address and rejoin. And, you know, you don't know. Who knows? Who knows? So was there something else going on here? Not necessarily. That's my point. My point is she may have just woken up one day, seen a story in the news that mentioned this guy, and just go, I don't like that guy. Who knows? I'm going to start posting bad reviews about him. You know? But we can't speculate on that. I do have to point out, however, that she had the opportunity to defend herself in court, and she chose not to take it. And so when someone sues you, they file a lawsuit, make all these allegations against you, and you choose not to defend them, you are, in essence, telling the court, everything in the complaint is true. You may take it as true and deal with me as you wish. And that's what happened to her. So the court said, you know, the man's asking for more than this, but I'm going to give him $750,000 Australian. Let's see if he can collect it. I hope he can. And if nothing else, maybe she'll become the poster child for people who post bad reviews with malice in their hearts and watch what happens to them when they review the wrong person badly on the intranet. There you go. Questions, comments, put them below. The way. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. It takes you no time to get here. Just drive out of town today.